Blog Talk Radio.
There's just a list of things to do, words on a page we wrote to you, but now you're gone and only these words remain. Life is short, but the list.
Everyone, welcome in Daytime After Dark. I am so excited because we have one of our favorite guests back, and he knows I always really mess up his name, but he's so adorable. He's so sexy. He really should be back in daytime. Because, you know, after all, I said he was sexy, and he played ex-Tony on Bored and Beautiful People, and we want Tony to come back, because Tony and Kristen need a storyline, in my opinion. There should be more first-dudes, and he was in the movie Wild Things, which I love, so let's bring on Paulo. Hi, Paulo.
Harley. Charlie, how are you? Long time no chat.
I'm good. So I won you back. I won you back on. You know, I won you back on Bored. I miss you on Bored and Beautiful. I feel like you and Kristen are needed, especially right now with all the craziness going on. And if you need my help to get you back on the show, I will do anything you want me to do, Paulo, because we really love you on there and we really miss you. And even though Zenday is not on the show anymore, because he went off to Paris looking for Forest International, I think you guys are needed. What do you think about that?
Well, Carly, I appreciate your kind words, and good to speak with you again. I always kept my doors open for Bradley Bell to call me. I know he invited me on the show when Zenday was getting married. Kristen and Tracy Melchior, that plays Kristen, has always been available as well. So I don't think it's really up to us. I think that would be up to them if they wanted to invite us back on the show. And, you know, we always welcomed it, and we stayed in touch throughout the years, and I always wish them the best.
Well, you know, I will try and do what I can because I feel like you and Kristen presence, you know, on the scene, and, you know, so is Leslie Kay's presence are really missing. You know, it would be great, you know, to see that again for the fans, because the fans, you know, I hear from the fans all the time that they won you back. And, you know, it was great that you guys were there for the wedding, but people felt like you guys were there and then you left. I just think, you know, we needed more days with you guys, in my opinion. So, yes, and then I just want to talk to you because we never got the chance. How was it doing Wild Things? Because that is one of my favorite movies. I know a lot of people, don't know that about me, but I love Wild Things. I always watched it when it's on. So how was that?
Well, I had done a sitcom at SeaWorld that was called Out of the Blue, and I really fell in love with the business. You know, I was the star of that one. And I was on a hiatus break before I discovered the lovely group of the Guiding Light. And I think I had just gotten back from Italy, and that was my first audition for a feature film. They were casting maybe two or three big roles out of Miami, and they gave me one of them. I did get a nice credit. They only aired about three of the five scenes we shot, but it was my first time in a big feature film on set, and I met Matt Dillon and Kevin Bacon, and the director was wonderful. I know he tried to find me afterwards. I welcome his phone calls, too. Meeting Denise Richards was very nice, and Nev Campbell was wonderful. It was a wonderful experience, and unfortunately, I wasn't able to do more feature films in that caliber since then. But then I had a nice run on soap operas for a while, which was also very lovely. So it was fantastic shooting a film. It's a very different pace. We would shoot maybe 1 to 3 pages a day or per block versus doing about, you know, 120 pages in one day on a soap opera. I know in Guiding Light, I memorized 72 pages in one day, which was the most I ever did. And I don't know how I did it. I don't think I can do that again. I think while I was on Wild Things, we would do a half a page in the entire day. So it was a very different format, very, very, very different format.
Well, I also enjoyed, the fact that, I keep forgetting you were on The Guiding Light, but you did such a great job on The Guiding Light. And I know you were only on The Guiding Light for a year. But how was that? Because Guiding Light is in New York and Bored Beautiful is in California. So was there a different scenery
Very
for
different.
You to do
so,
The Guiding Light versus Bored Beautiful?
So The Guiding Light was shot in New York City. At that time, it was shot at Screen Gems in Midtown on 44th. I lived on 45th Street, about two blocks away. I was pretty young, and I did not appreciate the embrace that New York City gave me. New York City treated me extremely well. They treated me equally to a George Clooney, which I would cross paths with George Clooney and Mr. Trump various times a day or a week. The city really embraced me. Innovative Artists was introduced to me. It was a big agent from Cynthia Watrose after I presented at the Emmys. They sent me out on auditions, and they actually gave me the lead role of Dirty Dancing 2 with Patrick Swayze attached. And they would not let me out of my contract at CBS, and that was very depressing for me. I threatened to walk off the show of The Guiding Light to do the movie. But then I got threatened, and I did not, so I stayed on The Guiding Light. I did get offered another movie shortly after that for playing the lead, playing the son of Armand Asante. They didn't let me out for that either, and that depressed me further. Then I think I got an injury on my shoulder, and that depressed me even further. And then the winter came along, and then I was really depressed and unhappy, and I really wanted off the show. They offered me a very generous amount to stick around for my fourth and fifth year, and I had already made up my mind, and I didn't want to live in New York any further, and I went to L.A. to try the big leagues. And when I got to L.A., I was competing with, you know, actors like Leonardo DiCaprio and Mark Wahlberg, and the reality is L.A., I was a very little fish, and no one really was paying the attention that people in New York did to me there. Fortunately, after doing a short stint on a sitcom for Nickelodeon, The Bold and the Beautiful came after me pretty aggressively and offered me the wonderful opportunity to play Tony. And I really enjoyed playing Tony. I used to do articles titled Prisoner of Second Avenue and model behavior that really, you know, told the fans of how I felt about living in New York. And, you know, I was a little sad that I wasn't able to take opportunities to do those films. And in L.A., I was extremely happy. And in one article, I remember saying, well, I'm so happy they're probably going to write me into a wall. And they did. They wrote me into a wall on The Bold and the Beautiful. I got HIV, and the show's basically about cheating. So who's going to cheat with a guy with HIV? And then we adopted Zenday, and that was pretty much all they had to tell about that storyline. So that was a little sad. And then I went to Florida and kind of took a break from the industry after working solid for 10 years and wanted to reinvent myself. I was doing real estate. And then, unfortunately, the economy collapsed in 2008. So then I went back to L.A. And for that stint, I was trying to create Netflix before Netflix created, before Netflix or Amazon Prime was even a thing. I was already conceptualizing a platform to do just that. And I went back to L.A. trying to create a platform similar to that. And I got very close to it. But the timing was not in my favor. Then I lost my father to cancer, and then I came to North Carolina to live a more simple life. And now I am in my office because I am doing real estate again at Coldwell Banker. And it's a more simple and calm life.
Well, I, you know, how is the real estate business treating you? Are you having fun with that? I mean, I would say, you know, helping people find homes, I'd say it's really cool, I think. I mean, I think that would be a really cool job. So how is that?
I enjoy it very much. You know, I'm doing everything from helping people sell land to, yeah, putting people in their first home. And there's definitely a sense of gratification when they look at you and you give them keys and they're just super excited to get their first home. You know, it has its ups and downs like any other business. I don't satisfy everyone, that's for sure, but I try my hardest. And, you know, the job changes every day. It's not basically sitting behind a desk, which I currently am sitting behind a desk, but, you know, you're out on the field, you're looking at real estate. I am an investor as well for real estate, so it kind of helps me as well for myself. So, you know, I enjoy it a lot.
Well, I think real estate is a really good business to get into. I would really love seeing you maybe flip houses. That would be a really good thing besides your real estate. I just think flipping houses also, you know, besides real estate, a really good job to do. And how would you feel like doing something like that?
I would love that. I'm actually talking to the heads of UNCTV. I was introduced to by the president of PBS, Paula Kerger, and at the end of the week, I will be presenting them an idea to do my own TV show on PBS for UNCTV, but it doesn't have the element of flipping houses. Flipping houses I am starting to do with my group here at Coldwell Banker, but I wasn't planning on doing a TV show about that. I have another concept or TV show to bring awareness to North Carolina and show the beauty of it and show how people are enjoying, you know, everything that North Carolina has to offer. So that would be interesting. I definitely have never given up on the business. I've always enjoyed the business. I'm just enjoying a more simple life living here and really just enjoying life.
Well, you know, like I said, you know, I would love if you ever need help getting back on anytime, you know, contact me. And I want to thank you and Tracy for coming on my birthday show. That was amazing. I love you and Tracy, and I feel like Kristen and Tony had the chemistry of like what must have been like the first next super couple of all super couples, and I just feel like, you know, your love story was so beautifully written, but I think, you know, there should have been more layers. I think it's, you know, you guys did a hostile takeover, and if you came back right now, I think you should do a hostile takeover and grab Spencer's fashion thing and make it you guys your own. Oh, you could go help salvage Spectra with her little design. So, I mean, if I was the show, Paolo, you would totally get airtime, and you would be in a really good storyline. But unfortunately, I don't mind the show, which sucks. But I have some, I have my co-hosts waiting, and they will kill me if they don't get to talk to you because they love you too. So here's Bobby. Hey, Bobby.
Hey, Pablo.
Hey, Bobby. How are
you? I'm doing fine. So you're working. I'm from North Carolina too. I'm from Fayette, but where are you based out of now?
My office is in Morganton, and I live in Nebo by Lake James, which is about 40 minutes east of Asheville.
Oh, so you live in the mountains.
I'm
well,
on the foothills, but yeah.
Foothills, yeah. Well, have you ever decided to head a little bit back east to Fable or Raleigh anytime soon? I'm sure you can probably look me up probably on Facebook, and we can probably just get together sometime. But I wanted to say it seems funny and ironic because you worked with Denise Richards in Wild Things, and now she's on Bowling the Beautiful.
I saw that. I ran into her in L.A., I guess, right before she started, and she was very nice. I hadn't seen her for a very long time.
Right, because I know she's been busy with her drama with Charlie Sheen and with The Real Housewives, in addition to getting this part on Bowling Beautiful as Shana. So I understand what she's been going through, and it would be kind of interesting if you ever come back to Bowling Beautiful to have like one heck of a reunion with her.
Wow, that would be wonderful.
Do you think people even
remember who I am?
well, like Carly said, it was up to you, and I talked to Tracy about a month ago about seeing if there was a way Christian can come back to Bowling Beautiful, and I know with CBS and with the Bells right now, it's just kind of just question of how they're going to do it, according to what Tracy told me about a month ago on Facebook. But it would be great, especially if they recast them, because I know Romy is now doing his own thing in Hollywood, and I know they recast them and Nicole with two other actors, because I know that Rain have moved on to primetime stuff, and Romy have done the same thing too. It would be kind of like an interesting reunion or some sort, but my question is for you, were you ever on Dying Light at the time that that Rebecca Bunny, who is now on General Hospital, was on?
When I started on the Guiding Light, the storyline was Michelle Bauer, played by Rebecca Bunny, was looking for the person that received the heart of her mother, I believe. Maureen Garrett, was it? And then I was the heart recipient from the wrong side of the tracks, and the drama started there. Ba-ba-da-da-ba. And
yeah,
it was a very hot storyline. Supposedly we were the most popular storyline since Lou Jack in 1980-something. And yeah, it was a fun show to work on. The family of the Guiding Light was, you know, the best I've ever met. Everyone treated me amazing. I mean, the cast was Tammy Blanchard, Frank Grillo, Paul Wasilewski, which is Paul Wesley, Kim Zimmer. Yeah, we had that was the best acting school anyone could wish for. And if anyone could do an episode of The Guiding Light, they could work anywhere in Hollywood.
Right, right. And Rebecca has done her own thing over in General Hospital, and I'm very happy for what she has done in her return since she came back to General Hospital. But I just
Last time I saw Rebecca, we were in an acting class together. But good for her. I'm glad she's back on the show. Give her a big warm hello.
Well, I make sure I just catch up with her on Instagram or Twitter down the road and just tell them that you say hi and everything else. And I hopefully if I can catch up with Kim, if she's on social media, because I don't know if she's on Twitter or Instagram, maybe I'll just make sure I say hi to her and just find out what she's doing.
If you see her, just give her a big kiss and say that was from me. Yeah,
all right.
I love Kim.
Anyways,
I haven't seen her in a very long time.
Anyways, like I said earlier, if you're ever in Eastern North Carolina, make sure you look me up on Facebook. But anyways, I'd like to say thank you for coming on, and hopefully one day our paths will cross in Fayetteville or wherever down the road. So you have a good day, and I'll let you get to the other callers. All right.
You should come by to our area of North Carolina and buy a second home on the lake. And you can visit my website, and I will work with you on that. And that website is movenc.us, MOVENC.US, movenc.us.
Well, if I win the lottery or something like that, I'll think about it because I would like to get a second home somewhere, whether it be
on the lake,
on the coast, or there, or maybe near Pinehurst Country Club, somewhere where I can learn how to golf and just take up golf as a hobby during my later time in life. But anyways, you have a good day, and I'll let you get to some more calls.
Thank you. Have a great rest of your day.
You
what's going on, Carly?
Okay, we have David is next. Hey, David, you're on the line.
Hi, Pablo, how you doing?
Hi, David, how are you?
I'm doing good. You work with Downey County. What would you like to work with Downey County? Sally Spector.
Did I work with Sally? Is that what you said, or Downey?
Yes. Downey. Yeah. Downey County.
With Sally? What was that, Carly? Sally or Downey?
Sally.
Spector.
Darlene Conley. I was working a lot with Darlene Conley on The Bold and the Beautiful that played Sally Spector, a wonderful actress. I'm glad I had that opportunity.
This is great. Yeah. I didn't know you were doing Wild Thing. That's one of my favorite movies. I didn't know you were doing that Wild Thing.
Yeah. You might miss me if you blink.
Yeah. Drop the way. Now, let me put that in. You would offer him immediately within. What was that like?
To work on Wild Things, what was that like?
Enemy Within.
Oh, Enemy Within. That was a great little film that I did with Tom Malloy and a few other friends. We shot that in New York at Rochester in the middle of the winter. Gabe Jarrett and David Josh Lawrence and Dean Ronald, our good friend, directed. It was a fantastic project to be part of, and I couldn't have had more fun with a great group of people.
Yeah, I agree. But thanks for coming on the show. Really appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Yeah, but,
okay, so David, any more questions?
No.
Okay. Yeah, Tony, we loved having you on. And this, I have two questions, just curious. What is in your refrigerator right now? And that's, that's the little game we play on here now.
What was the question, Carly?
What is in your refrigerator? Like, by now, what is in your refrigerator? Like you,
I'm sorry,
you know, refrigerator
Carly,
at home.
What
is in your refrigerator or your fridge at home? Like, what do you like to cook and what do you have in it?
Oh, in my refrigerator.
Yes.
Got it. Yeah, I'm quite the little chef. I make everything. I cook all day long because I live pretty far away from everything. So, last night I made flat noodles with ribeye, with a
Ooh.
Peanut sauce. What else? I make tomato pie when they're in season. That's really good. I think I could make pizza go out of business with my tomato pie recipe. I make breakfast omelets every day, and I just made a very nice sandwich for lunch. I cook everything pretty much. I'm a pretty good little chef, to tell you the truth.
Awesome.
I make a mean pretzel burger.
Ooh. And my next question is, what movies and TV shows have you been liking this summer, and what TV shows have you been binge-watching, if you have been binge-watching anything?
I watch a lot of TV. I think I was raised by TV because in my household I spoke Spanish. So I was, watching everything from Leave It to Beaver to Charles in Charge, which was funny that I ended up becoming the next Charles with those executive producers. So I watch TV daily, and I watched, I just binge watched The Boys, which is kind of a dark, it's kind of like a comic book story, but the comic book heroes are not heroes, they're anti-heroes. And Carl Urban was in there, and he did a great job. Wow, I watch so much TV, it's silly. I watched Jupiter Ascending a couple days ago. That was wonderful. I watched something pretty silly last night, which I can't even remember the name, but there was a big shark in there. That was kind of interesting with Jason Statham. I just watched Frank Grillo's latest movie. He did an amazing job on that. Shout out to Frank Grillo on that. That's pretty much it. I watch a lot of films and a lot of primetime stuff. I don't watch too much daytime stuff.
Well, that's good. And we, if you do go to the movies, you gotta see the movie Hobbs and Shaw, from the Fast and Furious franchise. I saw that. I fell in love with it. And over the weekend, I just saw Instant Family with Mark Wahlberg, and you might like it. It's very heartwarming, and it's very good. He did a wonderful job, and we thank you for calling in, and we cannot wait to have you on next time, and have a great day.
Carly, thank you so much. I wish you all well as well. Thank you for the good wishes, and good wishes right back to you.
Okay, bye-bye. Have a great day.
Thank you, Carly. Have a great one. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, are the two of you on? David?
Yeah. I'm still here.
And Bobby, are you on?
Hello? Yeah, I'm on.
Okay, Bobby, you're on now. Okay, we have some announcements. I am so excited. David is so excited. We have a great guest coming on Monday at 3 p.m. my time, 6 p.m., you guys. We have Lainey Curtis, who's been in 16 canyons. She's been in a lot of movies. And
yeah.
I am so excited about that. So excited, more than you guys will ever know. And I want to thank David for getting the interview. I'm very, very happy with that. And David, you did a really good job. So I think
if you don't know, it's Big Randy on 16 Candles. And 16 Candles, Big Randy. You've seen the movie.
Yes.
Big Randy.
And also, we have we also have Tuesday. Who do we have on?
Devin.
Today we have Devon Weaver on. And also we are going to have, let's see, let's see, hold on, you guys. Oh, on Wednesday we have a very special guest, and I cannot wait. And I might ask the special guest to sing, if he will do it for me. That's all the clues I'm giving you guys, because I mean.
Oh, it's bad.
Yes,
bad.
I mean. And then Friday we have Tom Benson, back on the show, we will be talking about his book Forgiving Troy, which is I read it over July 1st weekend. And then I read it on my way down to Oregon, and I loved it, so I had to, read it again. And also, if you guys, want to see any movies, like I said, Instant Family is so good, you two, with Mark Wahlberg. You guys will love it. You guys need to see that. Have you guys seen that yet?
No.
I haven't seen that film yet. But
me either.
I would probably like to check it out when it is available for streaming on Netflix or when I get a chance.
I want to see 47 minutes now. I'll see if I that man now. Okay.
And also, I just want to say that August 24th, what day is August 21st, you guys? Oh, August 24th is it Monday night? Okay, I just want to say
Saturday.
Okay, thank you, Bobby. My Seahawks are playing the Soldiers. And go, my little Seahawks. Go kick some ass. And
I think, Carly, I can get the Seahawks game this week because it's going to be on NFL Network. So it should be available for viewing in Eastern North Carolina on NFL Network. So I can be able to
watch Dades today, and you gotta watch ZH today.
Okay, I'm way behind. Now don't wait.
One thing. Now I don't know how busy Haley Aaron's schedule is with GH and Pretty Little Liars, but she would be a great guest to have on the show down the road because I would love to ask her some questions about her time on GH and her time on YNR.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, we can try. I mean, and, you know, it's really sad that we are losing Cassie DeParva. Okay, maybe I'm not that sad because, you know, how I feel about Kristen. I mean, not Kristen.
Eve.
Okay, my mind is gone. Okay, you guys, my mind is gone. Just accept that. And also, what else was I going to tell you before we end? Yeah, Maggie is doing okay. Just keep going who you prayed, you guys. And I have to watch Hollywood Game Night from last night. I still haven't watched that. I'm so bad. And I just saw I mean, my whole freaking day better. I just saw the first look at the renewal of Carlson renewing their vows Monday, August 26th. My cousin baby, they're renewing their vow. I don't want to hear from anyone. Oh, they've been married 5 times. They tell me new they're about. Look, people, you know what? My couple have been through the ringer. They are having a baby. I pray every day that the baby is fine. And they deserve happiness for once. And I just want to see my cousin baby, you know, happy. And I love the picture. And so I'm sorry, I'm happy. You know, I have the right to be happy with my cousin. And I hope Silo dies. I really hope Silo just dies. And I hope Peter is not involved in this whole thing. Even if he was, I think I'm going to blame Elena because I blame Elena and Cassidy on everything. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, and so what you guys are doing for the rest of the day?
Well, in about a few minutes, I'm going to just eat dinner and maybe watch a little bit of the Carolina Panthers football game if I get a chance. If I don't get a chance, I'll probably just be online and just or watching something else on TV or just streaming something to watch.
And what about you, David? What are you doing?
Well, I'm going to try to catch up on top of the tide because I'm way behind on everything.
You know, since we always make every decision together, I still think that since we are having, you know, also our next week, we shouldn't have a show
Friday.
Tomorrow night because We are so busy on next week. What do you guys think of that?
I agree.
Well, I think it would be a good idea not to have a, not to have a show. We could still do a show, but I think because of my busy schedule tomorrow night, I probably would not have made it anyways, even if we did have a show.
Yeah. That's your wife for next week. I'm talking to Big Barry.
Well, I think you guys are totally right. And I think we should end this show for today because someone's hungry. I'm not saying who's hungry on the panel.
That's okay.
Have a great day, you guys.
I'll talk to you later, David, and I'll talk to you soon,
yeah.
Carly.
Yeah, bye.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.